And here he is, the man of the hour himself, Rex Ryan. Good to see you, buddy. How was the bus ride in from Florham Park today, and what goes through your mind over the course of those 3 hours or so?
You know what? Really, it's you're so excited to get here, and as any coach is, man, the start of training camp is special, and it's just the thing that I'm so excited about where our guys came. You know, they came back. We challenged them. We felt great about when we left mini camp about this football team. And we challenged our guys to be in great shape, to push themselves. But it was all about them. They came in. It's the first time I've ever been with a team that had 100% of their players pass the conditioning test. 100%. And so that right there shows you the kind of commitment that they made to, you know, themselves, but also each other. And I think that's exciting.
Now, two guys who will start camp on the PUP active list are Willie Colon and Antoine Barnes. He made a transaction today signing Jason Babin. We know what he can do as far as bringing the pressure is concerned. How are you going to get him up to speed?
Well, that's going to be easy. We're going to put him out there. But we'll put him out there with the first sub team and let him go. And obviously he's got to catch up, to terminology or whatever it is and things. But the guys that are with him, his line mates, will help him. And I think that'll be good to put him out there. As far as Antoine's concerned, Antoine is, he's done well in the offseason, done a tremendous job getting back. We will be smart with him. We're not just going to throw him out there. We want to make sure that he's ready to go. So the thing that you love to have is you love to have depth at your pass rush position, because in the fourth quarter is where you got to win games, and you got to rush a passer in the fourth quarter. And by bringing a Jason Babin, you hope Antoine comes back the way he was, mix in with Calvin and with Copels, Wilkerson, Richardson, all the boys, we'll be ready to get after that quarterback.
Lastly, two quick ones, Coach. Chris Johnson, will he start camp on a pitch count?
You know what? We'll be smart with that. We'll always lean on the trainers and things, but this guy's ready to go. You can see the way he ran today. I was like, whoo, he can flat move. So, we'll see. We'll be smart. The thing with us, we are loaded at running back. So you got three really, really good running backs, with Chris Ivory, with Chris Johnson, with Bilal Powell, everybody would get their work in and things like that. But, certainly we're all excited to see him.
And what are you expecting from the man behind us right now, Geno Smith, who is about to start embark on his second pro training camp?
Geno Smith is so much further along than he was last year. You think about the challenges of a quarterback, a young quarterback coming in, all the things that you got to learn, even from, not just like the terminology, but defenses, what you're seeing, all that type of stuff. But even fundamentally, he had to come a million miles. He wasn't asked to do that at West Virginia, and he's there. And the way he progressed as the year went on, the way he's taken these things over, I mean, he's really taken the huddle. He's the leader when he steps in that huddle. So, to say I'm excited to see his growth and maturation and things like that is probably an understatement.